You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Thank you for communicating with a Starbucks employee, a barista, about my birthday beverage.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Heather. I thought you were for sure going to harmonize. I feel like you're
happy birthday to you.
Oh, did you hear me hit that at the end?
That was good. Put us on the road. I mean.
I got you. It was horrifying because Bruce, well, is Bruce good at knowing your favorites? We love you, Bruce.
He tries hard. He means well.
Yeah.
He means well. I don't know that he's someone who pays attention to details. He's going and blowing and working and, you know.
Which is me.
Yeah.
Totally.
I know. I'm married to him and I work with you and it's fun.
Because it's like being, yeah.
Double like, the pleasure.
You know in a moment what my favorites are. But I text Bruce. I'm like, what's our favorite drink? Because we're taping and it's your birthday week. And he said, coconut mocha. I'm like, great. And I said, is that hot or cold? And he's like, hot. And you know, I don't know Starbucks language at all. So then I go to the Starbucks and I tell the guy and he looks at me, he's like, I'm like, I don't know. All I have is those two words. He's like, oh, it's a mocha with coconut milk.
Yes.
And I was like, yes. And he's like, do you want venti or grande? And I
grande. He goes, what size?
And he looked at me and he goes, small, medium or large, ma'am. And I was like, medium, please. So I did it. How old are you? Are we talking about that? No.
Oh, yeah, totally. Because the Holderness family just came out with a video where they're on a walk and he's like, what should I get you for your birthday? And she's like, it's not a big deal. I'm just turning 48, which is what I'm turning.
Okay.
But the video was about the fact that she's actually turning 49 and he's trying to figure out, like, do I tell her that she's been wrong the last 4 years on her age?
I watched that video because you post it. And I love them so much. So I watched them on Amazing Race.
Oh, we should get them on the show.
Oh, how do we do that? Oh, let's do that. They are so great. And he's so off the charts ADHD. Yes. I love him.
How about our rule is we can only have surprise guests
that are ADHD. That
are neurodiverse.
Neurodiverse. Okay.
So what, you watched 40... it and then what? What were you going to say about that?
I don't know.
Okay.
We're off to a good start. Okay, so you're 48.
But wait, we also need to celebrate the fact that you turned in your book.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about aging.
I want to celebrate all the things. It's a very celebratory episode, everybody.
I know, and really because you and I haven't talked much at all.
I know, I'm trying to leave you alone.
In 3 months, it's been really sad.
Well, I mean, even just the last week, I'm like, don't bother Cynthia. Don't text Cynthia, because I know when you're in those last phases, you're like, sure, I'll answer texts because you want to do anything but work.
But work. Okay, let's talk about this. As you're getting closer to your 50, your 50th, what's been your favorite decade?
Wow. They've all been so unique.
I agree.
Feel like my 20s was a lot of moving to new cities. I got my grad degree. It was a lot of travel internationally. I mean, that was pretty fun, to be honest. 30s. I mean, this dog is my favorite.
Oh my
dog.
Gosh. We're at my house, y'all. If you even figure that out, the horrible dog's barking. Okay, 30s?
I mean, 30s, that was having babies, a lot of pregnancy, which is, you know, it's a blessing and it's a gift. And I don't take it for granted that I got to be a mom 4 times over. But it was also exhausting physically. Yeah. And I don't know what I'm doing. But if I look back at the pictures, I'm like, oh, it's so sweet. 40s, I don't know. They have not been my favorite.
Really? Okay, tell me why.
I mean, 40 started with my dad passing away, my mom having cancer. Oh, that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But I did write two books in my 40s. So career-wise, I think I really hit it.
You hit your stride in your 40s.
Hit my stride in my 40s career-wise.
And now it's all downhill.
And I've been humbled by my kids in my 40s. I don't know.
Okay.
I think I am, though. You and I, we talk about must be nice, go to Europe, yada, yada. And Bruce and I were, you know, dreaming, brainstorming summer. And I was thinking, there's a trip you take with your kids, and then there's this glorious trip you imagine with your spouse after kids are gone.
I mean, I have a second grader and I'm in my 50s, so I tell me more, everyone.
I'll watch JB.
Okay.
Y'all go. I don't know. There's so much more life left. Like, I'm just, the fact that I hang out with a lot of 70-year-olds and widows and men, I don't know. I'm seeing how much life they're living still in their 70s. I don't know.
I agree with you on the decades. I think I really liked the 40s a lot because I felt like I finally knew who I was. Mm. And I was tired of all the years of trying to prove to myself and or others, not that anyone asked me to prove anything, but you know, it's my personality kind of too, that I could do it or I'm enough. And I felt like in my 40s, I settled in. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, let them.
Yeah, let them. Yeah. And then in the 50s, I'm going to give you a little 50s preview.
But I mean, how far into the 50s? You're only like a couple months.
I'm only a couple years.
Oh.
Not months. Thank you for that one. Mm-hmm. Here's a couple things that I wanted to share with you. As a girl
like
in the 50s.
I'm burping into the mic because of this. I'm having throat gurgles.
Please
because
don't.
Of my coffee, which is delicious.
Oh, well, you know what? It's your birthday. If you want to burp in the mic, we're throat here. Gurgles. We're here for it.
That needs to be a shirt. Throat gurgles.
Throat gurgles. Remember that when I was reading my book?
Sorry. And my throat... It's just a throat gurgle.
Gosh. By the way, I'll tell you this in a minute. Remind me to tell y'all about my audiobook, something Brett said that reminded me. Okay. In your 50s.
Yeah.
A couple things to look forward to.
Are you going
to
give me advice?
It's more of the physical ailments, and everyone knows because they're like, we've been on this journey with you, Cynthia. But I believe that people don't tell you that you will get weak ankles. I've walked around like a normal person my entire life.
You just thinking these are like your foundations.
Yes. I've worn the heels. I've gone from the stiletto style at the law firm to the, what do we call it? The wedge. I've worn them all. And all of a sudden you hit 50 and I mean, you step off a curb and you're not paying attention and it wobbles and you're down. You mean you're on the ground. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Was there some calcium or some supplement for the ankle that nobody told me about? That's terrible news. So, okay.
Well, so this is my story with ankles. Yeah. That's why I do Pilates.
Oh, okay.
Because I almost totally hit a little divot in the grass, almost toppled over in my wedges. But I'll tell you what, that core sure did get me right back up centered.
So maybe it's a core issue, not an ankle. Okay. Here's the second thing you need to know.
It's the Diet Coke.
People.
That doesn't help with your weak ankles.
Is there a study that says you get weak ankles from Diet Coke?
Maybe. There is actually.
No, there's, I'm going to have the dementia, calcium. A stroke. There's a lot of things. But, okay. The second thing is then everyone, you start getting tailored ads on the Instagrams. They were about mature skin and what makeup you need for mature skin. And I'm so put out about this, but I am wondering, everyone.
Yeah.
Has anyone tried that? Is it Laura Geller? Is that the name of the Stone Foundation? Does anybody get all these ads?
Here's the deal. I will now. My phone just heard it.
Your phone heard. Okay. It's like a powder instead of a liquid type thing. Okay. Have you seen this? It's like Laura Geller and all the makeup you need is in this thing. Okay. You haven't used it. All right.
I haven't. I'm going to get you more in the camera here.
Mature skin. There you go. And here's the last over 50 thought I wanted to give you. I declared to my family in the last week, and I literally made a declaration. Kate happened to be home on the front end of spring break. I'm like, guys, I have an announcement. And they were like, yes. And I'm like, this year, come swim season, it's the year of the rash guard for Cynthia Yanoff. And they're like, one, this is hardly an announcement. Thank you for gathering the family around. Do you know the rash guard like that you, that,
what are you talking about?
The thing you wear over your bathing suit.
Like for little kids?
Yes.
Like the t-shirt slash, but it's out of swimsuit material.
Correct.
Well, you're going to walk around in boy shorts and a t-shirt?
Is for my bathing wear. Not my bathing, for my swimsuit year. That's what it's become because because everything's like starting to be so loose on me and it's not good. And I get skin cancer all the time.
What's loose on you? Your swimsuit?
No, I wish I wouldn't be in a rash guard.
That's why I'm clarifying. What's loose?
My skin, Heather.
Your skin is loose.
Like under my arms, it's a little loose. And then even on, I don't know.
You're not feeling high and tight.
Nothing's high and tight. And I get skin cancer. And I said, you know what?
Right.
Yeah, I'm going rash guard this year.
Are you going full wrists? Like long sleeve?
I might.
Mock turtleneck?
Maybe. So I'm on the hunt for an attractive rash guard. And then on the bottom.
Like a little zipper? Little sexy zipper?
Oh, it's going to be Baywatch? Hot. When I was looking online, because Kate's like, could you give us an example? Okay. They have all these girls in these rash guards, if you look, but they have on the tiniest bikini bottom. And yeah. Kate's like, that's the only way this look works. And I'm like, oh, it doesn't work over here. So it's going to be like board shorts and a rash guard. And Kate goes, like, your pajamas?
The 1800s called. And they want theirs. Swim dress.
I just want you to know it's going to be hot. Wow. And I mean hot in the Yanoff pool this summer.
You're going to have to be in the water. You're going to be so hot.
Yeah.
Because temperature wise, that does hold in the heat.
Okay. Well, that's the 50s.
If y'all have a really cute, mm-hmm. you know, rash guard you want to send Cynthia's mm-hmm. way.
Do you want to open your gift?
I really do.
It's going to crinkle. So fun.
I need to take a picture.
It's going to crinkle and everything, guys.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of my napkin that says happy birthday. I mean, you know I love all this. Okay, so I'm going to reach around.
She's going to open her bag, everyone. Just stay tuned for a second.
When I try to reuse paper with Cynthia, she will not have it. She's all about the fresh paper.
It's not funny. I mean, it's not it's not good.
What is happening? It's a crocheted axolotl. You know that my son brought home a crocheted mouse yesterday?
No.
And then when you squeezed it, it played a really sad song.
Tell him what this is.
He's gonna love this. It's a crocheted axolotl. Okay. I love it. He's so cuddly.
I've been making fun of this axolotl. I don't know what it is. I don't know why she has one.
Why have you not come?
I don't understand. And I've never heard the word. I don't know it. And so one of my friends.
Oh my gosh, it's so
shout
cute.
Shout out Sharon and Della. One of my friends, her daughter. Who's in high school?
She made this?
Yes, she started crocheting and she is incredible. And so she
is really hard to do.
Made me an axolotl for you that has been sitting in my office for about 2 months. And every time you've come to record, I forgot it's sitting over there. I'm like, hope she didn't see it.
That's amazing. Well, I have a present for you.
Oh, guys, yours is going to be a lot better than my crochet. But anyway, wait, before I say that.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'll take it. But shout out to Della. Okay. For making that for
Della,
you.
Della, you're so talented.
And
oh my gosh.
She makes like crocheted cute tops for herself.
Like I need to hold it the whole rest of the show.
I wonder if she could crochet.
Oh, have you been following Candace Payne since we interviewed her with all her crocheted sweater?
Yeah.
And I sent her a message. I'm like, where are you getting these patterns? She just comes up with them. That's special, like in a good way.
I don't think you can say that.
No, that's amazing.
You're not allowed to say special.
But I'm saying it's amazing. Like, I don't have that gift to be able to come up with a pattern from my head.
Well, that's what my friend's daughter does. And she started crocheting little tops. Yes.
Stop.
And I'm wondering if she could crochet me a rash guard.
Yes. And a Diet Coke button. For all you super trackers, you know.
Oh,
okay,
I want
so
a Diet
this
Coke
present.
Button.
Well, one, there's a little present on the inside first. That it just popped. Look at the inside first.
Okay. And I'm opening my present, everybody. Inside is.
This is for Cynthia finishing a manuscript. She loves Thrive Cosmetics.
I love
Thrive.
And they
sent this new.
Moisturizing matte lip tints. Oh my gosh. You guys know.
Oh my gosh. I just dropped one. They're not going to reach that.
You guys know that I've been. That's your 50s. You can't reach when you drop something on the ground.
It's like you're pregnant again.
Uh-uh. You guys know I'm obsessed with colors and lip tints.
And this is going to go really good. That's amazing.
Oh, it looks good. Thank you.
That looks really good. That's a good color.
Mm-hmm. That's Do you guys color. Remember when I brought the lip plumping over?
Oh, no.
For you
If you haven't
me.
Listened to that episode, if go back.
Yeah, that was a good. Okay. And then I've got, is this
okay.
a?
Oh, so, okay. What is this? I know this is random. And I know I only got you one, which is really
it's a
also
glass,
random.
It's really
a
pretty.
It's a drinking glass. And I can get you a second one. But what made me think of it, I was going to put flowers in it and make it a vase. It's a lady. It's a mom. She etches these in Mexico, but she employs those who have physical disabilities. To me, it goes with your book that like little things have a big difference. Like they're etching, they're hand doing it. And her son, I guess, has no arms or legs maybe. And he is sitting there etching them. I mean, it's just like this beautiful work of someone who's taken where they are and they use the skills they have, and they create this beauty.
This is beautiful. And it does go with my book, and I love it. And I've got to believe you're incorrect that he's etching with no arms or legs.
But I think with his mouth.
Really?
With a tool. I'm going to find it.
Okay.
I'm going to find it.
This is lovely. Thank you for the glass. And it does go with my theme, which makes me so happy. And it's got flowers on it, and it's beautiful.
I will find the artist because they had the little sign, and I should have taken a picture. That store is by – it's right next to Favor the Kind. It's one of their sister brands. And everything in there is – what's the word when you don't hurt the earth?
You leave a small footprint? Yeah. I don't know. You drive a car so big, your footprint
My footprint. They probably saw me pull up and they're like, she's not coming here.
Yeah, no, wrong place. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
It's, you know, we're like
– biodegradable. I don't know.
Everything is reused.
It's recycled.
Everything's recycled and reused. There's nothing.
Farm to table.
I almost bought you used toilet paper, but I went with the glass.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But congrats. You
Thanks,
did it.
Friend. Thanks, friend. Well, you know what? I was making a list. I'm into lists right now, as y'all know, because last time I talked about what not to say if you want to stay married. Here's my list of boring things people talk about that you don't, nobody cares about, but people feel compelled to tell
that
you.
That they bring up at lunch.
And this has to do with my book. Here's number one. Here's boring things you're talking about that nobody cares about. We love you. I love you. And if you need to call me to talk about it, then do. But spare your friends this. Nobody wants to hear about number one. Your remodel.
Oh.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares that you're doing 2x7 tiles, but they're coming from somewhere and where, but blah, blah. Nobody cares, okay? I love you. I love you as your sister in Christ, but we don't care.
It's such a stressful experience, and it does take over your life, but yeah, probably we're not as invested.
Number two, nobody cares about your dreams.
Like the dream you had last night or your dream for your life?
No, the dream you had last night. Really?
My boys all the time are like, Mom, I had the craziest dream.
I mean, and then they just start going in further and further. I'm going to tell you number three, okay?
Okay.
And I'm adding one from our notes. Nobody cares about the plot line of the book you're reading. If I haven't read it,
right.
I don't need to hear about it. And I mean, hey,
That's why you need a book club.
I'm reading a good book. Excellent. What's the name of it? The name of it is blah, blah, blah. Stops there. Here's number four. The details of your vacation planning. Mm. And it's one thing. Tell me you're going to Italy. I want to hear that. Right. I don't need to know the train versus the blah, 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 everyone. And I'm not just saying this for myself because literally I'm very patient. I'll listen. I'm just, I want everyone.
You're just watching the cues of the people at the table who are like, this has gone too far.
Yes. Here's the last thing nobody wants to hear about.
Yeah.
The woes of writing a book. And I say all these things because I want to thank y'all for dealing with me. Heather, especially. I was not my best self. The first one, man, I cranked it out. I loved it. I was like, woo, I could write books. Watch me go. Second, I'm like, oh. I mean, it was walking over Legos to get this thing out. So, and I think I'm going to give myself a push gift, you know, because I had a baby.
I think you need a
It's in my things.
Fun.
I'll tell you at the end. It's
oh,
in my.
Oh, you're sidetracked? Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, but those. Thank y'all for listening. And thank you for my gift.
Did I tell you, speaking of dreams, remember how I thought I would be a pediatrician? Did you know that? That was a dream
No, but
I
you
would
have been so good.
I was going to be a pediatrician, and I was even going to write a children's book that was like visiting Dr. Heather, and it would walk them through the appointment so the parents could read the book leading up to the appointment. Mm. And I would be less intimidating. Anyway. So I had dreams of that, pre-med, bio, didn't go to med school, but my dreams have been realized in our new favorite family pastime.
Okay, tell me.
And it's in my, it might be in my sidetrack. No, it's not. I put it here. An otoscope.
Beg your pardon?
It is an otoscope that you can look in your ears and it has a light on it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a camera on it that I can connect to my phone and I can take pictures of their ears. I can clear out their ears. I have kids who are like, I'm going to show you pictures of ears. That's number five on your list.
All right, this is disgusting.
Ear. That's somebody's ear.
Ooh, what am I
that's
looking at?
That's a good
at?
Ear. That's Ooh. An eardrum. This is a problem. Discovered a kid's eardrum had burst and had left all this stuff in there. Anyway.
Wait, you just, what's going on?
So this is like, even last night, my almost 16-year-old comes downstairs and he's like, Mom, will you come look at my ears?
Oh my gosh.
I get out the tool and it is, and my friend bought one and she's obsessed. She discovered and diagnosed, she's a nurse now, but she diagnosed herself with fluid behind her ear. My friend Amber, you've met Amber.
Yeah, there's anyway, a big difference because she is a nurse.
She's a nurse. But they sell this on the Amazon, it's $18 and it's got all these little tools you can put on the end to like scoop with.
Ooh.
It's so rewarding.
Okay.
It's so rewarding.
I got to go back a few steps. One, I did think when my kid was little, my kiddos were little, I would have given anything to have something to figure out if they had an ear infection. Because you drag them into that place, they're going to get.
This is what I'm saying.
Horrible disease. And then the doctor's like, no, it's just a virus. I'm like, oh. But this does solve that. Now, your children are too old for that. So we're looking at wax is what I'm looking
at. Well, so I don't remember. I don't know if you remember if we were doing the show when Bruce had his traumatic earwax experience.
No.
At the ER. He like couldn't hear and he was really grumpy about it. And finally I'm like, just go see someone because he doesn't complain. I don't know if that's like you too.
No, complain.
Like you'll just live
But I can't hear out of my left ear. So keep
right
going.
Right now?
Right, literally.
I could have brought my otoscope.
Boy, that would have been a real crowd pleaser. Cynthia has wax in her. Back to the 50s, everyone.
Anyway, he ended up going to the urgent care or whatever, and it was so bad. And the lady ended up puncturing his eardrum, like flushing out with water. But there was a massive, there was a big problem. I won't go into details.
Please don't.
He ended up having to go on antibiotic. And anyway, so he was worried that that was starting to happen again. So he bought the otoscope, and it has become my new best friend.
Okay, so back to things not to talk about. No. Let's add the
drink
otoscope.
Coffee while we're
let's not.
Okay, well, show pictures of the ear.
Oh, the pictures were the worst, you guys. Okay. I'm just going to ask, I don't know, the people can speak whether or not you put one of those on social. I don't know.
Well, I will say that, you know, the whole book writing, it's hard. It's hard to live your life and do the things and coordinate. But I have found that it's not just you. I have been so many different groups of people. Tell me if this is true for you. We're like, yes, let's get together. Let's do a girls' weekend, or let's even just go to dinner. And it coordinating people's schedules has become exhausting. And then everyone's saying, well, I'm free this day, this day, this day.
Okay, yeah.
In the text, and you're trying to then go back and read. And so what dates are people available? And they have that doodle where you can put all the dates in and then people vote on the ones that are available.
Yeah.
But I've got an idea for an app.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
It's called the Don't Mom Alone app.
Okay. No, it's better. No, it would be a better sidetracked because everybody's so busy. That would
That's
be a better.
True. Okay, we'll go ahead. Sidetrack. Where it takes all the calendars and it you basically let it have access to your calendar, and then it shows on the app if Cynthia, Heather, Stephanie, and Amber are going to be there. These are the four dates. They're all available at the same time based on their calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the trick is you have to make sure your calendar is up to date. And you could be like, you show those 4 days and you're like, oh, guys, sorry, I forgot to put this in my calendar. But at least it's giving you a starting point versus like back and forth. What do you think?
I mean, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for thinking through new, fresh ideas in your late 40s. I kind of think that this is what your calendar on your computer does. Like, you know, when you want a meeting at the law firm or for your business or whatever, it checks everybody's and tells you who's available when. Doesn't that already exist? If we just share our calendars.
But for friends?
No.
Do you share calendars with your friends?
No, but no.
I'm just saying they log into this account.
Okay.
They have an account. Then the app has access. And then it's coordinating. I don't know.
I don't think it's terrible. I don't think it's terrible.
I'm going to talk to an app developer. To me, the thing can exist out there. But if it is not marketed correctly or it's not accessible or it's not easy.
Are you really going to talk to someone about it?
Yeah, I think so. What do you think?
I like it. I like anything that you're going to do that's going to make us a lot of money. And I said us. Like, I jumped on this.
Wait, where did you get in on this?
No, I'm in on it. Sidetrack.
I mean, but because the trick was on Sunday, we were at small group and we were like, hey, y'all, can y'all get together tonight? And then all of a sudden, everyone's available. And we spontaneously
that's the best.
All got together. So do you think that's the way to go? I need people to chime in. Is coordinating months in advance or spontaneous?
I like spontaneous. Yeah.
Or Heather's app.
Or Heather's app. I like it all. Well, I like your app and you're going to make a lot of money, but I have to talk to you about the fact that while I was finishing my book, I was reading a news story because like you said, you'll do anything to not finish a book. And you know that poppy, and I talked recently about how I like orange poppy. That's the one I like. And the people who developed it, made it, whatever it is, live in Dallas.
Okay.
They just sold it to PepsiCo for, brace yourself, everyone, $2 billion, 1.9 something. So let's not exaggerate. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to round up.
Under 2 billion. As I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm stinking writing a book that's going to make $2. No, I mean, I'm not trying to be negative about the book, but the book business isn't where.
That's not a money-making business. It's not.
You're doing it. I mean, we're doing the Lord's work, everyone. And barely that with the state of that book right now. I need some help. But $2 billion. And I said to Mike, I mean, I'm over here anguishing, writing stories of my life and like going through and really trying to hit spiritual truths in a new and unique way. And somebody's in their kitchen stirring together some vinegar and some, I don't know what they're doing. And they just sold it for $2 billion. And if there's anyone qualified to speak into the soda business, it's Cynthia Yanoff.
Well, I think that you should create a soda that helps with weak ankles. there's your market. 50-year-old women with weak ankles need this soda.
And then I'll use your app to gather people together and do testing, taste testing of it. Okay. I don't know. I just thought that was crazy.
Before we get to our sidetrack, can I tell you about the text Bruce sent about our last one?
About sidetracked?
Yeah.
Sure.
He sent a screenshot video and he said, sidetracked, really connecting to me. I feel seen. And I was so nervous that I said something about him that he's sharing with all of our boys that I like hesitated playing it. But I'm going to play it real quick. Here we go. Here it goes.
UFC.
Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. You know that song?
Uh-huh.
I don't, it's a song that my husband in the 90s listened to.
Breathe in, breathe out.
And it's for UFC. That was our
commercial.
And my boys were so impressed. My one son said, "What a sick intro, Mom." So that made me laugh.
It's sick, just like, Mom.
What's funnier is our sweet picture at the top of us smiling.
And then it's UFC. Like,
UFC. Breathe in, breathe out.
They really hit the market well. I'm sure that
nailed that.
Our listener right now is like, oh yeah, I heard that and I bought UFC tickets. Thank you for that.
Thank you for the reminder.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
what about your fam?
Okay, a couple things on sidetrack. One, Kate listened to sidetrack. She was here just for a day and then had to go back to UT back and forth recently. And she said she listened to it both directions the other day. And she was like, she goes, I was laughing hard. And I was like, you know what? We're doing something right. If we've got college kid laughing. But she also said part of the thing that makes her laugh is that she knows whenever you speak, she knows what I'm going to say next. And she starts laughing in advance. And then she's like, it cracks me up because I know. But, and then remember, was it, I don't know if it was last time or a couple times ago, when I commented on, oh, it was last time, how to stay married and things not to say. And it started because Mike said something about making the bed.
And he's like, oh, do you need help with that?
Oh, you do need help with that. And I was like, what do you mean? Do I need help with it? Like, do you need help getting your underwear on? Like, it's part your responsibility.
You were like with the dishwasher. Do you want dishes?
Yeah, no, like, right. Yeah. And so yesterday I'm making the bed and Mike walks over. He was in a hurry and I was like, just go. He goes, no, are you kidding me? This is part of my responsibility. I love making the bed. Like, and I go, did you listen to Sidetracked? He goes, yes. And then the other thing he did that was funny is right after I turned in the book, I was just kind of like, bleh. And he came by and he's like, hey, you seem a little off. Is it that time of the month? Because that's one of the things, I guess, on Sidetracked that someone said. So anyway, I guess they do listen sometimes. They do.
I mean, they do listen, which is scary and very sweet. They don't listen to our other shows. It's fine.
It's fine, everyone. That's okay. Good. I have two quick things. Which would you rather hear about? Kate's house scare? Or a basket someone dropped off of interesting products.
We still have a super tracker too.
Okay, we'll talk about super tracker. We'll talk about this. My friend dropped off a basket of must-have items.
Okay.
Well, done, super tracker.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you real quick what happened to Kate. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Unless you have something you would rather talk about.
Nope, I do.
Okay. Kate told me that before she came home from spring break a couple of days ago, that in the middle of the night, she wakes up and there's just banging on her front door. Now, I'm going to step back a minute. The middle of the night happened to be 6 a.m. Welcome to college life, everybody. But anyway, so she lives in a house in Austin with her two other precious roommates, and they're all darling. And Austin, by the campus, you just have to know, you're literally like, she probably is in an over $1 million house. It's nice, but because of the location of it, right? Housing's really tight in Austin, especially around the university. But it's next door to the Washateria, and I don't mean a nice one, and two doors down from a house that's literally condemned. And so it's like, college kid, Washateria, college kid. I mean, it's It's insane. It's a conglomeration. Okay. Okay. So when we dropped her, when we moved her in, I was like, oh gosh, oh, I hope she survives this. So she pays $100 less rent, but she's in the primary bedroom downstairs in the biggest bedroom with the thing, only because the other two girls are like, if we get murdered, you're the first to go.
No.
And so they made this arrangement.
I don't know, like, if $100 is.
So yeah. She took the $100. Well, it's come to haunt her. The banging, screaming on the front porch. There's a man screaming, screaming, banging, let me in, let me in. Someone's trying to kill me. What? Let me in. And Kate's like, oh my gosh. And so she wakes up, and Kate's very level-headed and generally speaking. But so she's like, oh my gosh. And so she's like, I immediately was like, I don't care if they're going to take you out on our doorstep. You're not coming in our house.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to kick down the door.
What?
She calls 911. And she calls the police. Now, Austin police are not particularly prompt. I believe they're defunded.
I think that they've decreased their...
Their people?
Their workforce.
Okay. Yeah. And so Kate's like, oh my gosh. Well, he's saying, someone tried to kill me. Let me in, let me in. Well, it becomes evident to Kate at some point, this is a very high individual. And I mean, not high on life, but high on a drug. And so she's like...
Not tall.
Right there. They weren't standing on the second floor. And so she calls. Well, her roommates upstairs hear it, but they mishear and misheard what was saying. And so one of the roommates also calls the police at the exact same time and says, there's someone at our front door saying they're about to kill us. Well, he wasn't saying he's going to kill them. He was going to be killed. And so either way, four or five cop cars within, Kate said, under a minute.
Oh,
I know. And so they come and whatever. Anyway, well, Kate's laughing because her roommates barricade themselves into the bedroom on the second floor. Never mind Kate. They're like each man for themselves. Kate's standing by the back door with her car keys, and she'd already decided if he gets the door down, sorry, y'all. Like, you knew I was going to get murdered first. It has to be each for their own. So I asked these girls, the police come, they deal with him. It's a homeless individual. Were we allowed to say homeless? Are they home challenged? What are they?
We're supposed to say without a home.
You can't. They're not defined by the fact they don't have a home, okay? Mm. They're not homeless.
Residence challenged.
They're this residence challenged man, sobriety challenged as well. The police come. Well, they call an ambulance, all that. He's bleeding. His foot's bleeding. I don't know. And so he's bleeding all over their front porch. They deal with him. The girls never go out, but the cops are like looking through the blinds, telling the girls like, you're fine. Everything's
thumbs
fine.
Up is what yes.
And the ambulance came and took him, and they cared for him. And I asked the girls, I'm like, okay, so who had their mace? Like, we've bought them all the mace, the rape whistles. We bought them all.
The birdie.
Who gave what the bird? What? No.
That you pull the thing and it goes.
Yeah. Not a one of them. Oh, I don't know where mine is. Oh, I think mine's in my car. Oh, you know what? I mean, you do all the things for these girls.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. But anyway, how about that? Waking up to someone banging down your door.
Oh my gosh.
And so she told the girls, she's like, I need everyone to know I'm paying $200 less of rent this month. That was an actualized
couple months left.
Yeah. I know. So then maybe on a few months. But oh yeah, how gosh. About that? The things, I'm just glad she told me afterwards. The things that she didn't, she's like, I called the police and I was like, I'm going to call my mom next. And she's like, I thought that's probably not good. I'm like, no, I just don't want to know.
I'd rather not know.
I'd rather not know till it's resolved whether or not this guy's going to kick down your door. So,
oh my gosh.
Should we do our sidetracked?
Yeah. What? Scroll down a little bit. Uh-huh. Okay. So my sidetrack, my first one, I'm trying to be very careful and to not offend anyone with this, but this is a TLC show. And so this girl has put herself out there. This girl has captured my heart and she has made me laugh so hard. Not at her, but just at the ridiculousness.
That's what we all say when we're laughing at someone.
I know, but so she has Tourette syndrome, which is not something to laugh at.
It's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
No. She doesn't have, she struggles with Tourette's. I feel like you defined it. I think we said it wrong.
Oh, she has been diagnosed with Tourette's.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Anyway, she is 21 years old. So she's about Kate's age, right?
Yeah.
She's 22. Mm-hmm. And she has a boyfriend, and this is a show called Baylin Out Loud. And Facebook is showing me clips of this, and I have not laughed so hard because of the uncomfortable situation she ends up in, and she cannot control her tics, like being with her boyfriend and his parents. His parents are very religious. The mom starts saying, she's talking about church and going to a Bible study, and maybe she should start there, start it with a Bible study. And this poor girl, of course, when the stress is up, she goes, I'm pregnant. No, I'm not. I'm pregnant. No, I'm not. Oh, no. And then she keeps saying the F word as her mom's talking about church.
Oh, no.
And then they show, B-roll, the mom talking. She's like, I asked my son, you know, what's the best way to talk to her in these situations? And he says, just jump over the comments, just let them go and don't over acknowledge them and just keep going. So the mom keeps going and she's like, well, since we were just talking about church, would you like me to read a scripture? Which, that's odd. When have you ever sat down with Kate's boyfriend and been like, hey, would you like me to read a scripture?
I mean, when I get his name right, I did not say that, but I might this time.
So she starts reading Matthew 5. She's reading Matthew and the girl, okay, there are
there are
children in the room probably listening, but she says, sucka, and then she says the body part over and over again as the mom's reading Matthew 5. And then she starts saying another phrase that she says a lot, which is, you're done, you're done.
Now, is there any way she's making some of this up?
So people would believe that. But if you watch enough of the show and her parents are on there and she's a sweet family, there's 5 kids in their family. What I love is how her family embraces her, loves her. This boyfriend is so incredibly kind. Her honesty and the challenges that it brings. And then to me, it's like all of us are working so hard to be the best versions of ourselves out in public and like for people to just approve of us. And there's something refreshing about her just being saying the things that we could never imagine saying. And she's okay, like she's making it.
I love that.
I don't know. There's something about it that has really drawn me in. Give it a shot. Tell me what you think.
Do you think
that I could be wrong?
She's using words that are in her vernacular. Like, no, she says
she overheard. What happened was she overheard her siblings playing video games and cussing on the video games.
Oh, and then it just comes out.
If she watches a movie, she takes it on. If she's with another person that has a tick, she takes on their tick.
I'm going to be honest with everybody. I thought Teresa's when you can't stay awake for the first few minutes of this. I was like, this is weird. Like, she should just doze off.
No.
Okay, my bad.
Tourette's is when you have these uncontrollable tics.
Oh, well, I don't, I mean, that's really.
It can be physical. Like, she does this with her head tilts back.
Oh, yeah.
She does things with her arms. She does the middle finger sometimes, like to the dog.
It would be insensitive for me to say, though, next time that I just, like, lash out on someone to call it Tourette's, right?
Well, do you remember What About Bob?
No.
Okay, when you say no, do you say no, you don't remember? Or
I never heard of it.
You've never seen the movie What About Bob?
Huh.
Please tell me this weekend, as a gift to me, you will watch What About Bob with your family.
Okay, I'll watch this weekend. Please. For Heather's birthday.
Oh my gosh, because there's a scene where he's so fearful of getting anything. He's fearful he'll get Tourette's, so to counteract it, he pretends like he has Tourette's because then he at least knows. So he's in the room with this little kid and they're just cussing up a storm and the parents walk in. Anyway.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
What are you
saying?
Okay, here's mine. That was a long sidetrack. But.
No, that's good. Mine are kind of fast. The first one is Tums. And I mean for indigestion.
I need to stop drinking coffee because I got coffee all over my newly shirt.
Okay, Tums is my first one. And I'm not like, these are not things I think people should buy. I'm just sidetracked by Tums has made a candy version that looks like a Skittle. Is anybody familiar with this? Have you ever seen these? They make like a yummy candy version of the Tums. And I'm just going to say something. I don't think you should be rewarded for the fact that you ate so much, you have indigestion that now you're eating candy. Like, this is what's wrong with America, you guys.
So you aren't eating the Tums. You're just upset that they're creating a candy version.
I'm going to tell you why I am eating them, unfortunately. Okay. And which is, you know, like, maybe that's why I'm in a rash guard, because I needed a Tum. And so what happened was my husband bought the Costco-sized Tums. Okay. And he got the candy kind. And I'm like, what is this? And so the other night,
are you addicted to
them? We had some, I don't know what we ate, but like in the middle of the night, I woke up, I was like, oh gosh. And so I couldn't find the Tums. And so I had to eat the candy Tums. And I find myself popping them. And I'm like, well, this is a problem. And then they gave me more indigestion because they taste like candy. And so I just wanted to start with that. When we say we're sidetracked with something, I don't think it always has to be something we like. It's one of those like things that make you go,
It's something that grabs your attention.
It grabbed my attention. So that's my first one, the candy Tums. If you've been using them or you've had them, I'd like to know. But I just do think it's indicative of of the problems in America. Number two, what's your second one?
In getting off of Instagram, I'm gaming more on my phone.
Well, you have your app. You're not even using it. I thought you were.
I'm not on Instagram. So now I'm gaming. So now I'm playing this Block Blast game.
Oh, gosh.
It's like Tetris.
Okay.
But you're not. You just have to create lines and then those lines go away. Anyway.
Do you think that that goes on my list of things you shouldn't talk about right after dreams? Your favorite game on your...
I know. It's embarrassing, but I know people listening have a favorite game on their phone. I bet you don't.
I don't play games. Does Bruce play a game?
He has recently bought a game he used to play in college called Civilization.
Okay.
And it's become a point of contention because Bruce never takes breaks. I love when he takes breaks, but for some reason, a break being a video game bothers me because our boys play video games. And my thinking is, well, at least they won't as adults because their dad doesn't.
I see. Mike's not a gamer.
And now he is. I'm like, shoot.
Well, Mike, this is the old school stuff. That's fine. It doesn't matter. The same thing with Mike. Mike went and bought like an old school like Tetris or something. Right. Like literally like an Atari thing.
Well, you need to get him this Block Blast game. Mike, get on it. It's great. Good fun. Okay, next. What do you got?
That didn't sound good. Okay, second thing. Oh, and also, I don't watch reels either. So everyone tries to send me reels. Stop sending me reels. I'm not going to watch them. I love y'all. I love you in Christ. I will not watch your reel. Okay, last night my friend had on the coolest necklace when I went to dinner. Like, I loved it so much, Heather. And it's one of those gold coin necklaces. And she told me it's called Jane Wynn. Has anybody heard of Jane Wynn? I had not. And she had the one. There are different ones that says love. Some of these are, no offense, Jane, if you're listening. I'm sure she's not. I don't want that one. But they had a Texas one that was
Some of them look like a little bit like
they Eastern, look Zodiac.
Yeah.
Some of these I'm not loving. But they're really pricey. Okay, everybody. I mean, I don't know. We're talking like between $300 and $400 for, and that's not the necklace.
Is this going to be your gift?
Oh, this is the one she has. Isn't that pretty?
It's so pretty. Are you going to, is this going to be your book?
Shout out,
writing,
Noelle. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. They have one with a Texas star on it.
Yes.
I don't see it right now. And I loved it a lot. But then I was like, because I'm Cynthia and you can take the girl out of El Paso, but you can't take the El Paso out of the girl.
Yeah.
And I'm still cheap. And so then I'm like, can I find a version of that that's still pretty? Melanie Schenkel tends to have really pretty, big chunky jewelry. Yeah. So I don't know.
You need to like look at her.
Yeah. So I don't know.
This is Oak and Luna.
Okay. Oak and Luna.
Yeah. You could get there. You could get three and then a heart.
Are we in the same price point or is it a little better?
No, cheaper.
Okay. All right. So I love those big coin necklaces. My dog is outrageous out there. I'm so sorry. I would love those big coin necklaces. I would like one and I might give myself one for a push gift, but they're like $300 or $400. And I feel like that for just the coin thing on
not
that.
Even for the necklace.
My friend who's precious, she had she's like, I bought an Amazon necklace to go with it. So I don't know. Okay, that's my second. You?
I have my book club tonight.
Fun.
And I'm going to tell you all of the plot line.
Gosh, I can hardly wait.
No, it was a really good book. It's called God of the Woods, and it's not a Christian book. God of the Woods because it takes place at a campground, and a lot of the action happens in the woods. But it's a mystery, detective story. There's multiple mysteries, actually. A lot of things that you're trying to figure out what happened. It all comes together. It was kind of long, but I'm proud of myself. I did it. I read it.
I'm so proud of you for reading it.
And I've been reading it on my Kindle, which is great because I can take it with me places.
Yeah, that is nice. Yeah, I have an iPad. I should do that, right?
Yeah.
I don't. Great. I just got an iPad. I haven't had an iPad before.
I took it to appointments. And it was great.
Okay, here's my last one. And this, again, Heather, I'm totally, I don't think I have any favorite things because I haven't been, like, sidetracked things because I haven't been anywhere. Because
You're not allowed to be sidetracked.
Right. So I had to kind of get a little creative. So I had the Tums, I had the necklace I want. Here's my last one. I got sidetracked by literally in this sense of, I went on the Amazon purchase history to see what we purchased recently to see if that would be anything I'd want to talk about today. And there was nothing, but this is what was on it. I don't know about you guys, but my kids, like Mike has them, you know, on a budget, right? He sends them a certain amount of money a month or one, you know, the ones, some live here, whatever. But apparently no one has specified that, like, Amazon is free for all. Like, Mike's card is in it and that doesn't count. Like, it's like when I was in college and I had a gas card to get gas and I drove like a Honda CRX. Okay. So it was probably like $10 a month of gas, but our gas was like $100 because I would just buy everything at the gas station. Like, anything was within bounds. That's how Amazon is here. Because Brett gets hair products in, like hair clays. I see. I mean, the things that come through.
Satin sheets.
Oh, we haven't had those, but that's really, somebody's fancy at the McFadden's.
$20.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, they're going to get, that's sweaty to me, but whatevs.
This is what I saw last night. Oh my gosh. Number one, a 48-piece fake mustache kit. Like, what? Who is that? Oh, and this next one's even better. Are you ready? And these were the top two things. The next one, it looks like. Look,
what is happening?
What does that look like before I tell you what that is? There's
like
a picture.
Baby bonnet.
Slash almost a very tan condom.
No, that's a massive condom.
It is a, everybody ready?
That's what she said.
Kangaroo. A kangaroo bald cap, beige latex cap for adults.
What costume? Who's getting ready to go on? Who has a costume?
I said the family. I'm like, I just need to know, is somebody like,
who is
converting into something? Like, what's happening? Like, why do we have a kangaroo bald cap and 48-piece mustache? And I'm waiting, and it was like crickets with the family text. And finally, Kate has a Young Lives thing she has a dress up for, something. I don't know. Who cares? But that's what I'm sidetracked. I just go through there, and I start looking at what people order. And nobody cares. Nobody asks, Mom, can I order a kangaroo cap that looks like a baby bonnet / condom? Nobody asked me.
Nobody asked.
No. I have hair clay, Mom, that's $38. You don't have to ask. If it's on Amazon, it's free.
It's free. It just comes to the door.
Yeah. What you got there?
I was just going to let you know that your glass that I got you is, I found who the company. It's Roseanne Hall Designs.
Love it.
And her son now owns the company, Charlie Hall. Mm-hmm. It's a mission driven. They have a factory in Mexico that employs people with physical disabilities. And this is her son. And he is someone who does not have arms.
Okay. He does have arms.
Okay. Well, he doesn't have hands.
Okay. Well, there's a big difference.
Okay. Well, there is a big difference. But at the same time,
gosh, I feel like if I had Tourette's, I'd need to yell out something right now. No, just to cover up
it's
the
in San Miguel de Allende.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
excellent.
In the mountains, if y'all need to go okay, look for it.
Super trackers. I am going to go through the items. I got my own favorite things basket delivered to my house yesterday by a friend who's really put out that I don't have a routine for skincare.
Oh, okay. So we need to hear this.
I'm going to go through those. What else are we going to talk about?
And then we're going to talk about gossip. Our super tracker.
Like we're going to gossip?
Yes. Angela sent in a question. She wants to know practical phrases we can say to redirect a conversation. And I have a new thing to add to our what husbands should not say list.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
This is going to be good. We need all to, right. Yeah. Super we'll trackers.
And happy birthday.
No. Why did you say happy birthday to yourself? Can I end
this with? Comes out on my birthday, so happy birthday to me.
I swear that was like a little bit of your Brendan Tourette thing. Happy birthday to Heather. Woo! She is, it's, yeah, when this comes out,
y'all.
48, it's the day. Bye, friends.
Bye.